Yes, good morning. This is Brother Marlon here again. This morning I just want to bring out, once again, kind of the theme of surrendering your rights. I want to give a testimony of how God showed me how to surrender. God is very faithful. God will never give you more than what you can handle. God will never give you more than what His grace is sufficient. As you walk through life with that in mind, that God, you have promised to never give me more than what I can handle. It sure feels that you give me more than I can handle, but you promised that you would never give me more than you can handle. When you keep that in mind, you begin to allow God to be God. And you begin to allow God to work what He's wanting to work in your life. I want to give a small testimony of how God showed me areas of my life that I need to surrender. I was in a leadership seminar back in 2008, and I sensed that God was trying to speak to me, and I couldn't quite hear what He was saying. One afternoon in the prayer group room, every afternoon we would come together and pray as a prayer group. I sensed that God was asking me to surrender. He was asking me to give up things in my life. But it was more than just I surrender. I give up. It was a spirit-driven surrender. There was a deep pain in my soul, and in the very inner parts of me, there was a deep pain. And there was a ripping and tearing as I knelt before God and cried and just finally I just left out, confessed with my mouth, the things that God would show me. And He was very detailed. It felt a little funny. I was there with these other men in this prayer group, and here I am naming each one the things that God wanted me to surrender. One was my family. My wife, my three children, my business. I had to name each thing, my home, my dreams, my visions. After the prayer group, there was a few of the men in my prayer group who came up to me and, you know, they said, yeah, that's definitely the right thing to do. But in my heart, I realized that they didn't realize how deep that surrender was. And in the same time, I don't think I realized how deep the surrender was. But when I came home and expressed that to my wife, she said, God's going to do something. And as we talked and prayed, we realized that God was really going to use our family. God was going to do something. We weren't sure what yet, but God was going to do something. And this was just a step of preparing us, preparing our hearts. Well, God did do something. My wife ended up passing away. But when she became sick, I remember the evening we just looked at each other and we said, you know what? This is what God was preparing us for. So that's why I say the first steps, it's one of the first steps that men must take to become born again. Without surrender, you cannot be a child of God. It's also surrendering your life and things to God as a first step of accepting His will in your life. Because I had surrendered those things, I had actually begun to accept whatever God would bring forth into my life. Now you might say, wait a minute, I don't want to surrender that. I don't want to give up my things. What if a God just comes and takes them? I don't want to give up my family. I don't want to give up my dreams. One of my favorite books is Job. Job in the Old Testament is an incredible example of having something taken from him that he hadn't even surrendered. At least the Bible doesn't say he surrendered. God just took it, or actually more rather allowed Satan to just take it from him. He lost everything except his wife. He lost absolutely everything. So even if you don't surrender these things, God can still take them. It's just if you surrender these things, then your will will line up with, your heart will line up with God's will a lot quicker. And you'll be able to accept what God has brought into your life. And in the end, you become like Job. If you continue on the way that God is showing you, you will become like Job. I don't have the figures in front of me, but he doubled his wealth. He doubled the blessings that God had in his life. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he had, I think it was, I don't have the figures, but I think he had 6,000 camels, 3,000, whatever it was. In the end, if you read the end of Job, it says he had 7 sons and 3 daughters, but he had doubled. He had 12,000 oxen, whatever it was. He doubled. God doubled all his animals. And God not only gave him 7 sons and 3 daughters, but it says the 3 daughters were the most beautiful in the land. What God did there, he used Job to prove to Satan that Job loves him, not because of his wealth, but because Job loves him. What God did there is also he showed to people around him, I'm God, I can allow these things. And it wasn't until Job surrendered his thinking, even the Bible says that Job was a perfect man, he was blameless. It wasn't until Job surrendered his own way and said, God, you're God. And that's when God healed Job. And that's when God drew back Satan, chained him again so he can't inflict more injury upon Job. And that's when God allowed the good things in life to begin happening again. Some people go through life bitter because a bad thing happened to them. Don't be bitter. The Bible says in all things give thanks. Give thanks for what happened. It is the beginning of healing. It is the beginning of allowing God to use you to bring glory to his name. Just as a side note, some of you may know me, some of you don't, but I have since got remarried. And God has truly done to me what he has done to Job. He has blessed me beyond and in many ways more than I could ever have anticipated. Well, God bless you, and you have a wonderful day. And don't forget, surrender.